Stein, this is dictating on Yvette Blankenship. That is Y-V-E-T-T-E, Yvette Blankenship, Blankenship, Riotoso, that is Riotoso, Riotoso. Yvette Blankenship Riotoso. Date of birth is 3/12/65. Date of visit is 7/13/22. We make copy for Dr. Kamini Greer. Kamini is K-A-M-I-N-I. Kamini Greer is G-R-E-E-R. G-R-E-E-R. Chief complaint is apnea and snoring. Next paragraph is present in us. This is a fifty-seven-year-old white female who is overweight. Was a past history for apnea and snoring. Also complaints of shortness of breath with activity and episodes of cough, period. The patient was in the hospital in March this year for chest pain and had cardiac evaluation, as well as had a chest x-ray and a chest CT, which showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, and the lungs were clear of infiltrates. She also had lab work done at the time, which showed mildly elevated BUN and creatinine. And GFR was 44. And our blood sugars were elevated at 160. And the hemoglobin was 13.0 with a white count of 7.2. The patient has been a hypertensive and has diabetes as well as peripheral neuropathy. She has chronic kidney disease. Presently the patient has no chest pains or cough, but has shortness of breath with exertion and has mild reflux. She also has chronic neck pains from cervical disc disease. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient. Past history includes history of cervical spine fusion at C4 and 5. yourself a history for carpal tunnel release and ulnar nerve release. And fusion of C4 and 5 for disc disease. The patient has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus, and depression. It's just chronic neck and back pain. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and soma and bees. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 37 years and quit. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, family history. Father's illness unknown. Mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph. Med list included amlodipine 10 milligrams a day and Lasix 20 milligrams daily, diazepam 5 milligrams BID, celecoxib 100 milligrams daily, losartan, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, isuridyl 30 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, topiramate 150 milligrams daily, and latuda 40 milligrams a day, lantus insulin 10 units sub-Q BID. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has some fatigue and some weight loss. She has no cataracts and glaucoma. She has vertigo and hoarseness. She has nasal congestion and wheezing and shortness of breath. And she has no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No hay fever. Has chest pains, arm pain, and palpitations, and leg swelling. Also has depression and anxiety, easy bruising, and she has headaches, and joint pains, and muscle stiffness, and numbness at the extremities. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 20, temperature 97, weight is 166, saturation 94. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Face reveal a bruise over the left eyelid and forehead from a recent auto accident and facial contusion. Neck reveal no venous distension, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diffuse wheezes bilaterally. Prolonged expirations, no crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular asphenomenes to no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign. And no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild varicosities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Few bruises over the extremities. and there's no cap tenderness on either side. Reflection 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3, probable underlying COPD. Number 4 is peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, patient will go for a polysomnographic study. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advised to continue with the other mentioned medications. And a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation.